the team and who could not make it. But I love this opportunity, and I really am just have been so blessed by all of you. And I understand full-heartedly that everybody's promotion with It Works Global on our team, myself included, it is a result of everybody's efforts. It is a result of the teamwork that everybody has in this organization. And one of the things that I love about this company so very much is that we can't do this on our own. Nobody can do this on their own. And it is just, it's a reflection of everybody's efforts, it's a reflection of the teamwork and the support and the guidance of uplines and downlines and sidelines. And so for that, I thank all of you. And I'm really, really excited to be on the call tonight. As always, I love It Works. It's just such an amazing opportunity. And so for those of you who are with us tonight, I just want to run through the ways that you can get started with this business. It's only $99 to get started, and I know most of you are already well aware of the fact that that $99 promo has been continued through the end of the month. And with that being said, they also extended the good bonus. I really, you know, I don't know anything. I don't know anything that you don't know, but I really kind of think that this is probably going to be the last month for it, but who knows? Hopefully I'll eat my words, but it seems to me that this good bonus could end this month because that will bring us through December. Everybody that signs up in the month of September has until the end of December to qualify for that good bonus, and then that's going to lead us right into conference. So conference tickets will be opening on the 16th, I believe, is what I've been seeing and hearing. And so I know that those of us who get registered earlier, the more people that get registered earlier, the bigger the chance at a goodie bag we will have. And so I think that's an incentive. I have no idea what's in there, but the more participants that get involved earlier, the bigger the goodie bag. So that's kind of fun and exciting to see what Mark Pentecost and Pam Souter and everybody else at corporate is going to do for us with those goodie bags at conference. And if you're new with us and you just signed up, you do not have to qualify as any rank to go to conference. And I would strongly suggest that you get there. I know it's kind of one of those things that people are wavering on when they're new to the company. They don't think that it affects them when they're so brand new. They think it's something for people that have been in for a while. But I guarantee you, you will not leave conference unchanged. Conference will change your life. I have seen it before. I saw, for example, just off the top of my head, not to exclude anybody, but I know that Jenny Spaghetti, as you see her on Facebook, she made the decision last year at conference to quit her job. I'm not advocating that, but that's what her decision was, and that was best for her and her family. And then she went diamond after that, and it's changed her life dramatically. So lots of really cool changes come into effect. But with that being said, we have a lot on our plate right now. We have this $99 promo to push. We have this good bonus to push, and we have a lot of urgency. A lot of us have seen and gone through the ups and downs with the company with the wrap shortage. Some people felt like it was a negative thing. I looked at it the whole time, and even more so now, that wrap shortage was a good thing. It was comparable to Apple. Apple, you have to be on a wait list to get an iPhone when it first came out. I don't know if you still have to be on a wait list or not, but I know that they're launching a new phone. If they're still going to go through with that, I guarantee you there'll be a wait list, and people are going to get in that line because they want products that they have. And that's the same thing with our company. The word is starting to get out, and people want what we have. You have such a sizzle product in your hands. It is crazy. Anybody can go anywhere to get purses and bags and perfumes and candles and all different other companies, jewelry, but nobody else can get the It Works wrap from somebody other than an It Works distributor. So that really puts you in a unique position. And so we need to have some urgency with this business. And that's one of the things that I have always felt with my business. When I started in 2010, I was very hungry. I wanted this business more than anything. And I went out and I did things that I didn't think I could do. I went out and got appointments on the books, and I talked to people, and I worked really hard in the beginning, and I still do. I mean, it still continues to grow, but that's because I understood the impact of a residual income. A residual income means that you get an income coming in even if you're not doing something. I know that with my job and my husband's job, if we didn't go to work, we didn't get paid. But I look back at last month, we spent 10 days in Jamaica with our four kids and my parents. We brought them as a way to say thank you to them for all the help and support that they've given us as a family and with my children. And I still got paid. If you don't know, commissions are posted. So if you can keep one ear on the call and another one on the computer, go check your commissions. But commissions are posted. I still got paid, and there were 10 days of that month that I really didn't work. I did not have long-distance coverage. And so my time was very, very minimal online and on the phone. I didn't talk to anybody via phone conversation. But the company still grew. My business still grew. So we need to really be intentional with our time when we run our business. We need to make sure that we don't confuse busyness with activity. We can all be busy in our life. We can create lists for the things that we have to do and think about the things that we have to do. And sometimes things compound onto one another. But we have to make sure that we're taking action steps and that we're not just busying ourselves and filling up our time with things that are not growing our business. And I will admit to you, I am guilty of those things sometimes. And my husband will get on me and tell me, Nikki, is this growing the business or are you just playing around? You know, he's like, you don't have to get on Facebook and you don't have to get on your email 20 times a day to run this business. And so that is counterproductive to what you are doing. So let's make sure that you are intentional with your time. And to really succeed in this business, there are four things that you need to have. You need to have a plan. You need to have some product knowledge. You need to have a marketing plan. And you need to have belief in the company. So, having a plan, I equate that to steps to success. We have steps to success. We have a tried and true proven formula to get us to where we need to go. That first step is join, boost, and party. So you join for the price. Right now it's $99. You can boost or get additional product because you're going to get four wraps with your starter kit. And you know that you're going to go through those four wraps. I see it all the time that people are scared to buy another box of wraps for $59 so that they have eight. Or they're scared to get that booster kit because they just don't know what's going to happen. But then what happens is half of the time they sell their wraps before they even get their kit. And so you're going to need more because you want to make sure that you're able to get the wrap on people. And with your join, boost, and party, you need to be on ADBV AutoShip. Please do not lose your commission check or your bonuses over ADBV AutoShip. With that, you can buy two boxes of wraps and you can sell them. Hold yourself accountable for selling eight wraps a month. Or buy some product for yourself. I know that we're hooked on the greens and the vital and the new you, and I use the skincare line and the ProFit. And there's so many things that we can use to improve our health. And so I buy from my own store instead of going to the health food store. That's all you're doing. And you know what's cool? Your auto ship is a tax write-off. You need your auto ship to run your business. And so you're getting products to be a product of the product to help increase your family's health or increase your family's wealth by getting two boxes of wraps and selling those eight wraps a month. And that's a tax write-off because it's a business overhead. So join, boost, and party. That's step one. Step two is get more with four. That's where your party really comes into effect. I would love for you to try to have two to three launch parties in your first 30 days. You be the hostess. Ask a friend to be the hostess. Ask your mother, your mother-in-law, your sister. I don't know, a neighbor, somebody from church. Ask somebody to host a party for you as a friend. Just say, this is what I need. I think it was Dana Magnus that I was in training in Oklahoma, and she said, I get real with them. I say, hey, I know you don't want me to sell you anything. People get apprehensive, but this is what I need, or this is what so-and-so needs to get her party off started on the right foot. She needs four loyal customers. Are you going to be one of those loyal customers? Put it out there. We can't receive unless we ask for it. And so we want to put it out there. When you get four loyal customers in your first 30 days, you're going to be rewarded with not only the comp plan by getting 15% back on each loyal customer's orders, but you're also going to get 120 DV product credit. And so that's really exciting because that's going to allow you to get 2 boxes of reps for $10. That's going to allow you to grow your business a little bit more on corporate's dime. And then step 3 is to go Ruby. That's where you find 3 friends to do this business with you. Go out and find 3 people who need an opportunity, want an opportunity, and just, you know, want to trade some sweat equity for an amazing profit margin, you know, amazing opportunity. And so find 3 friends to do it, and then you teach them the steps to success. That means that you help them join Boost and Party, get on ADBD Auto Ship, get more with 4 by having 2 to 3 launch parties in their first 30 days, and help them find their 3 top leaders. We go Ruby because that's a foundational level for Diamond. We have seen people hit Diamond and Double Diamond and Triple Diamond faster than ever. You know, we all take our own time. So if you haven't hit that, don't feel any shame, don't feel bad, don't feel discouraged. Just keep plugging away because it will happen and everybody's time frame is different. But Ruby is that foundational key level for Diamond. And you get 3 Rubies in your organization in the right spots and that gets you Diamond. And so the more that you help people, the greater your chance of success is. So that's your plan. We have the steps to success. Then we want to think about the product knowledge. Product knowledge is really at our fingertips. It's on our website. It's in our back office. It's on our Facebook pages. It's on the Living the Dream Team site. It's at corporate events. It's on team calls. It's all over. You can learn about it. Do you have to know everything about every single product? Absolutely not. Pick a couple. This is really helpful if you're a product of the product. Maybe your first month of auto ship, you want to pick 2 products and a box of wraps. Maybe you want to just try the Vital and a box of wraps, you know, or facials or whatever else you need to run your business. And then the next month you add on greens and Vital and then a box of wraps. So you can sell some and you can use some. Because when you can tell people how it made you feel and the way that your health and the way that your appearances are improving and people will notice that, they're going to get more on board. And then also you're going to learn more about the product that way as well. Marketing plan knowledge. These marketing plan knowledge is really how to get the word out. Different ways that we can get the word out. And we've talked about this. We've just had a call on it. We'll have a call on it again about generating leads. Different ways that you can get the word out to people. All of the different ways that you can drive momentum into your business. That is your marketing plan knowledge. You do not have to be a former MLM success star. You don't have to have been in a company like this before. I wasn't. My husband wasn't. This was fairly new concept for us. We understood the concept and believed in the concept. We just hadn't found a company that was right for us until this opportunity came along. But the marketing plan knowledge, that information is at your fingertips as well. And then belief in the company. Get to know your corporate leaders. Get to know your upline. Get to know the people in your organization. And that will really strengthen the belief in the company. The company is very solid. For those people that are very factual, it's been around for 11 years. It's been around since 2001, and we've been debt-free for almost 4 years. So to be in a debt-free company with longevity right now in our economy is huge. It really is. And then on top of that, we have a sizzle hot product, which is the ultimate body applicator, the It Works wraps that nobody else has. So having that belief in the company, and if you've been with us any amount of time, you'll see that corporate does make good on the stuff that they offer. And so they really have our back because, again, the way that this company is set up, the more successful we are, the more successful Mr. Mark Pentecost is. He wants us to be successful. Pam Souter says that there's $1 million in the compensation plan for everybody. And I truly believe it. I know what some of the top money earners are making. And I see people in the depths of my organization growing their checks along with my sidelines. And you know what? We're getting paid month after month after month. And so see what you can do to solidify that belief in the company because people know, people can sense if you believe in what you do, believe in what you have and what you're offering, or if you don't. And really, sometimes that's the only thing that sets you apart from somebody else. And so those type of things can really help us be intentional with our time. That's the foundation in what I think of about what we need to do. So then what do you need to be doing? everybody needs to be spending two-thirds of their time getting people in front of their upline, getting people in front of themselves, okay? So if you're a new person, your job right now is to be contacting other people and getting them with your upline. Let your upline help close them. Let your upline help explain the things that we have, the compensation plan, the product knowledge, the different ways that we can get the word out. Let them help you, and that's what they're there for. And if you feel like that person right above you isn't the right person, then you keep going up, and I'm here for you. If it takes that far to get up here, then that's okay. I'm here for you, too, because my interest and your upline's interest is to help you grow and to help you be successful. I want nothing less than my downline to have huge checks. I mean, there isn't any other goal in my mind. Grow your check, and that's what I'm here to do. So make sure that you're spending that time getting people in front of other events, team calls, corporate calls, show me the money call, the Tuesday night prospecting call, Sunday night corporate call. There's so many different things that they can get on there. And then what you want to do is you want to start picking your superstars and help working their organization. So you're always working your organization, recruiting new people. I want you to spend a third of the time doing that, getting people in front of you, getting people in front of your upline, and really working with them. And then a third of that other time, really picking your superstars and working their organization. Now, does this mean build for them? No, it doesn't mean that at all. But what it means is having launch events for them. It means getting out there and blitzing with them. It means having conference calls with them on the phone, three-way calls with their prospects, different ways that you can help solidify their confidence and help them grow and help them teach their downline as well. Because all of the fruits of your labor will be paid off tenfold by helping your superstars, helping your people work their organization. And so that's what two-thirds of the time is, working yours and working theirs. The other third of the time is personal development. Now, this is something that took me a minute to kind of figure out. I've always been a personal development type of person. I'm a psych major, early childhood special education teacher by trade. And so that stuff is always very intriguing to me. But when I think about personal development, I think of books and seminars and watching things to help improve, number one, my positivity. I have to say another thing is, when I think about my personal development, I think about I've become a lot more spiritual. I've become a lot closer with God in the way that I'm developing myself. I'm learning to give a lot more praise and thanks where it's due versus focusing my efforts otherwise on things that did not get me here and did not get me to where I want to be. And so that's what I think about personal development. It's just growing myself intellectually, spiritually, emotionally. So get in a book club. If you need to get in a personal book club with some sidelines or some other people in your organization, pick a book a month and then discuss it on Facebook. Open up a Facebook page just for that. Start with Beach Money by Jordan Adler. That's the book I started out with. I love that book. Also, if you look back to 2011, my team recording calls, 2011 in August, I interviewed Jordan Adler. So go ahead, read that book and listen to the interview. Create some challenges for yourself. Maybe those challenges are get to the gym. That's a personal development thing. You're improving yourself overall. Do some tangible items, like maybe give out 5 Blitz cards a day. Maybe try to, you know, book a party. Notice what your DTs do well and tell them. That's personal development, not development just of yourself, but also of them. But when you do those type of things, you start to think of yourself as a leader, and you become a leader. And we need leaders in this organization. Unfortunately, not everybody that gets involved with this business becomes a leader. But if that's something that you envision for yourself, then pick up those books, those motivational books, and the books that help you with verbiage and network marketing, or talking to people, relating to people, just becoming a better person, those type of things are really going to grow you. You can also, in your personal development, again, post your goals. think of the three goals that you want to accomplish this month. It's only the 11th right now. And think about that. You have the rest of this month to grow yourself, to grow your business. Put out some goals, three goals this month. And then if you haven't done so for the remainder of the year, I want you to think of three goals that you want to achieve by December 31st. Think about those things and put them down. That's your personal development. So you want to make sure that you are always working your team and always working yourself when we think about this business. Now, where are we supposed to spend our time? What are the things that we're supposed to do that are help with our goal setting? On the Dream Team page, there are lots of resources for you to access. One of the things that I strongly suggest that you look at is 20 points to 20K. That is a worksheet that lists off some activities for you to accomplish and some ideas for you to get through. So that will really help you with that daily goal setting, that weekly goal setting, and that will help you with your monthly goal setting as well as your yearly goal setting. I mean, there's so many different ways that we can think about putting goals out for ourselves. There are also new distributor checklists. If you want to run to the finish, walk to the finish, jog to the finish, there's three types of paces, so to speak. Pick one of those and work it. It's going to tell you what to do for the month and get that out there and put that in front of you. Another thing that I strongly encourage you to do on spending your time is get your hundreds list out. Make your hundreds list. My hundreds list is always revamped because people will get checked off the list and then also now think of a new person to add to the list. And so make sure you have that hundreds list. I want you to just free write and just list people. Just list them as they come to your head. Please don't pre-qualify them. They can certainly say no for themselves. They don't need you to help them say no. So put them down. Don't make excuses. Just put them down. After we get your list going, then we can think about how you're going to approach them. Are you going to give them a phone call? Are you going to send them a letter in the mail? Are you going to send them a Facebook message or an email message? And you're going to let them know what you're doing. People cannot buy from you. People cannot sign up with you if they don't know what you're doing. They're not necessarily stalking you on Facebook and watching your posts. You don't know what's going on in their lives. So get that hundreds list and then think about the way that you want to approach them. I lost my next one. I had it on the top of my head. But, okay, so those are different things that you can do to grow your business, different tools that you can use, per se. The dream board is another one that you can use so that you can be intentional with your time. And how does that help you become intentional with your time? Because it reminds you of what you're going for. You have to have your why. You have to have your reason. It's going to be a motivation for you to be intentional with your time. So I talked with Carrie before, and it's funny because she tells me that she only responds to her email messages once a week. Now, that is a stretch for me because I honestly do check my email probably 10 to 15 times a day, whether that's at my computer or on the phone, because I have such an urgency that I want to get back with people right away. And sometimes if I don't get back with them right away, then I forget or it gets buried. So I don't know how she does it, but what she says is, I respond to my personally enrolled, if they pop up, I keep an eye on my phone. So in a sense, she does check, but not always get back to. And so she keeps that on, and she notices if it's somebody that she's personally enrolled that she's working with, then she gets back to them because she is their upline. But if it's somebody that is not directly sponsored by her or not in a group with other support, or that is in a group with other support, then she gets back to them once a week. And so that could be a goal for me to go through. I don't know if I could do that. I think I could probably work on maybe cutting it down to two or three times a day, maybe setting my alarm and picking, you know, 11 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. And maybe that would be something, a goal that we could strive for, because certainly if you think about, you know, it's not life or death situation in 3 or 4 hours when it's regarding the business, unless it's the end of the month. So thinking about some time parameters. And also when we think about being on Facebook, let's make sure that we're being intentional with our time on Facebook. If you are strictly building your business with Facebook, it's different. If you're on there and you're posting to generate some momentum and some leads, please don't spam your Facebook. Please don't make a post every 10 minutes about your business. Here's a trick. So if somebody that's not on my team is listening, you get a little trick. But I had somebody share with me that they'll make a post, and it's about the business. And if it's a post that ends up getting a lot of likes, what they'll do is they'll copy the post, delete the original post, and repost it later. So let me say I made a post about, look at these amazing results. I show a before and after picture. If you want to get with me, then check out my website or text me or whatever I say. And I notice I got a share, and I got three or four people that commented, and I have 20 people that liked it. Well, I'm going to take that same post that I made at 11 o'clock, and I'm going to delete it, and I'm going to repost it at 3 o'clock. Because what you're doing is you're refreshing it without re-spamming your Facebook, and then it's allowing people that check their Facebook at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon that weren't on at 11 o'clock to see that same thing, and it's fresh in the news feed. So that's something kind of cool. But let's make sure that we're not wasting all of our time on Facebook, and then we're getting some of those action steps down, and just being intentional. So being intentional means taking action steps. And those are those ways that we generate leads. Those are things that we do to spark some momentum within our contacts. So having those parties, having the blitzing, getting on Facebook, making a post or two a day, and not spending all day sitting on the computer waiting for somebody to come to you. That means you're actively out there and you're recruiting, and you're thinking about being intentional with the time. So with that being said, I'm really excited to have Beth Bandy on the call. And Beth, are you still with us?
I am.
All right, fantastic. So I just wanted to have Beth on the call tonight because Beth just promoted to Triple Diamond. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's very exciting. And so when I think about people being intentional with their time and really spending the time that they need to and the places that they should, I think about you because would you mind sharing with us a little bit about your journey and how long you've been with It Works and maybe what kind of got you started?
Sure. I actually always share this story now, and it's funny because I'm listening to you talk about being intentional with your time, and I'm thinking just how I've grown in my 11 months here doing this. But I was actually working with corporate America for the University of Phoenix, and I was making $75,000 a year. The culture was completely changing. I was a manager. I always was put into that role, whether I wanted to be the bad guy or not. And I don't regret it at all. I learned a lot there. I learned a lot about leadership, but I always had to be the bad guy, and no matter what I wanted to do to inspire people, it was like, well, that's too bad. We need these people to work, and if they're not, you need to write them up or they've got to go. So I was pretty miserable, but obviously making $75,000 a year, that's not really negotiable when I've got, a daughter to take care of that's 6 years old. So, and I worked very hard to get to that point. So what ended up happening with me is I had found out about It Works. I have a history about 4 years ago. I had gastric bypass, and I've lost about 130 pounds. So that helps me share my story with others as I wrap them. But I really just wanted to try the wrap when Michelle Aho said, hey, I have a business opportunity for you. And I said, oh, what the heck? Let's check this out. I went home. I tried the wrap. I was like, I wonder if this thing worked or not. My boyfriend, Justin, was all about it. He swore it faded his stretch marks. And from then I was like, oh, wow, let's just buy some, and I'm going to do it for myself. And I'll become a distributor and see what happens. I mean, I joined stuff years back and never followed through. Well, I go to work the next day with one of my, poor employees that I always try to help because I'm a people person who tries to help people in the big bad world of corporate America. And she was like, what? You have body wraps coming? I'll have your first party. And I was like, holy cow. Okay, it's that easy to get a party. So I called up Michelle and was like, okay, I have a party on Friday. My rep should be here. And she's like, wow, okay. So from there, I, you know, actually was very leery. I grew up in a family that was, you know, is very conservative, and I always was the one out doing, like, strange, crazy things and never being conservative, but I was definitely always the risk taker and would fall on my face, and they'd be like, oh, geez, Beth, what are you doing now? And so I was in a really good place making my $75,000 a year, and I, though, was not happy, so I became addicted with just after work. I used Facebook, and as Nikki was talking about somebody else doing with intention, I would strategically post. Maybe I'd post a couple posts at 9 o'clock at night. Maybe I would post a couple posts at 6 in the morning. Maybe I would go on my lunch break with my smartphone and post, you know, midday. And as I became more and more confident that the rep actually worked, and by the way, I think the rep shortage was awesome because I learned a lot more about the other products as well. But as I became more and more comfortable with that, I ended up getting more and more business because people saw my passion for it and they were like, wow, I was able to share my story. And it wasn't even like I was at that point building a business. Then something clicked right after conference, which I wasn't even at, but I was able to watch a lot of it via online. And when I saw that good bonus and all the other opportunities, it was almost like all my positivity and excitement just attracted a flow of business through my consistency. And for those of you out there, I've been doing this 11 months. I went diamond, I believe, at my sixth or seventh month, double diamond the month right after, and then I just went triple this third month. And I did not get a distributor for 2.5 months from the time I started. I was very leery, and I didn't want people to think that I was trying to draw them into a pyramid scam because I did not understand the structure of what we are, and we absolutely are not that. I've read Beach Money since then, and I just think about how genius this business structure is compared to what I was doing at University of Phoenix in corporate America, spending all of my time being gone 55 hours a week from my daughter. And now I've quit my job after about 7 months when I went double diamond, and I'm totally, holy cow, I have so much extra time, especially now that my daughter's gone to school. So I really believe that this company, this business, people are drawn to you by what you give to them. You get what you give, and you have to put in effort at the beginning. And when we speak of professional development and really working on yourself, my biggest recommendation would be to definitely find someone that's successful in this business and make them your mentor so they can kind of guide you to other people if you're struggling with anything mentally, and somebody that's honest. Because if you're being your own worst enemy, that's the hardest part, and you're not going to get anywhere. When we speak of working with intention, if you're not taking any action and you're spending thousands of dollars on an expo but then never following up, or you're doing a ladies' night and thinking like, hey, and then getting discouraged because nobody booked a party that night, you need somebody there to be your cheerleader. And what's awesome about this business that I found that we do not get a lot of times at other direct sales companies or at corporate America jobs or wherever you're working is people are there to help and they do actually care. And if you feel like somebody doesn't, move on to the next one. The One Team, One Mission is definitely no joke, and I truly believe in that. And it's just awesome and inspiring to see that all of these people that are on your sidelines or whatnot, and as you are here longer and longer, even if they're not on your team per se, we're all on one team and people will help. So I've really been inspired by that because I've been burned so many times from other places that I've worked or whatnot, and I've always been told, you're just way too nice. You need to change that. Well, life is short, and, you know, I don't need to change that because that's one of my strengths. And, yeah, everybody needs boundaries, but this has been an amazing journey, and I really do believe that, you know, we are part of something big and part of something that can help people that once they understand, it's a much more powerful than, you know, other people taking over. So keep that in mind, and my story is believe in yourself, and if you're not quite sure what that is, you know, go to who sponsored you or go to whoever's team they're on and, you know, explore, as well as we have success on demand, because we can do some powerful things, but you have to commit to yourself and make sure that you're not making up excuses in order to compensate for, you know, something that you might need to conquer for your fears, because, wow, you can make a lot of money in this business and have a lot of time that's invaluable that we can't even even equate on the chart. So that's my story, Nikki. I could go on and on.
That's my story. I'm sticking with it, right? I think, I think you really drove home a lot of points. And I love that, you know, it is true that we are not in this business by ourselves, and you do need a cheerleader, and you can't make excuses for yourself. If something's not going well, really what you do, you have to get those things on the books. You do have to be intentional with your time and make sure that what you're doing is focused, because we are in a position where we get paid in direct proportion to what we do. It's not like you have to go fill an eight-hour day. You know, so if you are, you know, the 4-hour work week is a book that you can go pick up, 4-hour work week. And so if you are intentional with your time, you can go out and work this business in relatively few hours compared to corporate America, like you were doing that, and you can have even greater results when you think about the big picture. I think one of the things that's been very rewarding to me is when people send me a message or they're on Facebook and they thank me, I mean, that right there, that's $1 million each time. Don't you? I mean, doesn't it just feel amazing to have, to know that you have people in this organization that love you and trust you and appreciate you, and we appreciate our downline and we appreciate our upline. I mean, this business, to me, is just filled with gratitude all the way around. And
absolutely.
And, you know, you can't trade that
and
for anything.
At the end of the day, we're not hiring or firing people. Like, everyone has the decision to move on or move forward with the business, and that's the awesome part about it. Because a lot of people just want to move forward. They're just looking for the answers to do so. And it's awesome that we can touch people and, you know, help them do that.
Most definitely. So three things. What are three things you think that everybody should do in their business to help their business grow? Three things to do with intention that you feel would help, that has helped you, and you feel that you could see a significant change in your team or people in the organization if they did three things.
Number one, Facebook. I believe that Facebook is just an awesome wave and free advertisement for us, but to use it strategically, different intervals of the day. And to piggyback off of that, when you're out blitzing and you share your story, I just did it today. I had a lady by the JCPenney shoe department. Add their name to your Facebook right away from your smartphone and let them know that you're doing it. And next thing you know, that they're part of your Facebook crowd, they're watching, and they do come back to you. I think it's very powerful, and that's how I definitely built my business specifically working and being gone 55 hours a week. The second thing for me definitely is to stay plugged in. Listen to corporate calls, be on the team pages, and make sure that you really are, you know, looking for, you know, answers and not really feeding into any sort of negativity. You know, for example, when the rep shortage went on, turn that challenge into an opportunity. I did, and I learned a lot about other products and a lot about how powerful our rep really was because people were just begging for it. Staying plugged in is huge. And the third thing, I think as far as building with intention, follow up is key. And you will be told this a million times if you go to any sort of corporate events, which I think is definitely a must. Following up with people, when they say no, it really does mean not right now. We have such an awesome product. I struggled with my weight since I was 10 years old and have been insecure about it up and down, and people would have never known that about me. People start diets every Monday. People are always trying to self-improve themselves somehow. If they know you are that go-to person, they will come back. If they are not ready right now, it just means they're not ready to invest in themselves. They will be ready, and they will have their breaking point. And a lot of times a new team member starts with them at first trying that product, so don't give up on them.
Perfect. I think those are great tips. Thank you so much. I look forward to spending time with you at the Dash now that you have qualified. And so that is really exciting to see. So when's your one-year anniversary?
It will be the day of, it actually will be the day of my birthday. I signed up my birthday last year, and I will never forget it was on a Monday, and I was off of work, and that's why I decided to go see Michelle at her house finally after I blew her off like two or three times. And I was like, oh, why not? It's a Monday. Laurel will be in school. And so, yeah, it's my birthday, September 26th.
September 26th. That is awesome. Very cool. Well, good. Well, we'll be celebrating birthday then, too. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much for
joining us. Excuse me. I'm going to go ahead and open up the call. We have just a couple minutes and see if anybody has any questions or comments. Just one second. All right, guys, everybody is unmuted. Does anybody have any questions or comments for Beth or anything?
I do.
Okay.
Congratulations, and I hope it goes as well for me as it does her.
Thank
How
you.
How do you feel?
It will.
Believe in it.
It will if you want it to.
How did you stay motivated the first 2 months that you were... I just, like, signed up. I'm not sure if you're asking me. I just, like, got my package this past Saturday.
All right. Beth, how did you stay motivated?
I stayed motivated really by having those wrap parties. I actually had Michelle, my sponsor, go with me to my first two. And even if you think people are not showing up to these wrap parties, insist that you have them. If there are like three people there and it really is not a big deal to drive there, have the party. That's my best advice, and I will tell people on my team the same thing. This product is different than giving the host a bunch of rewards for tons of sales. It's more personable. Have the party because it re-energizes you too. Regardless of if there's 2, 3, 4 people, 10 people, you're excited and you get to see the results. And then another thing that kept me motivated, especially at the beginning, was these teen calls. I would listen into them, and I'd be laying in bed, and I can never forget the first person who actually signed up with me was a girlfriend of mine from high school, and she just went diamond last month. Woo-hoo, Megan Salgado. She'll be listening to this call. She actually lives in Colorado. Found out about me on Facebook. And I remember texting her and going, dude, we're going all the way. And it was just from hearing the stories on these calls, which are very powerful. And you're shorting yourself if you're not listening in. Because we need that motivation.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yes, again, you guys keep doing what you're doing.
Trying to coordinate a party.
This is trash. It needs to go on the
trash. Does anybody else have any questions or anything?
I actually have a question, if it's okay.
Hey, yes, ma'am.
Actually, happy birthday, by the way, Beth. I was actually wondering. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I was wondering, I've been in for right at 3 months, just hit Ruby, and my team is starting to build, and the one thing that I realize is I'm still learning the compensation plan. So I'm having a hard time. Yeah, I'm learning along with the girls. Do you have any suggestions, or how do you help share the details of the comp plan when you don't fully understand it yourself?
Have you watched any of the webinars that are available?
Yeah, the one with Denise Walsh is really good.
Okay.
But some of the questions that the girls have are more detailed. Should I just have them send support tickets to be 100% sure, or what's the best way to go about that?
I would go to your upline. If you need help explaining the compensation plan, go to your upline.
Because they've seen it.
So go above me.
Play out. Yes. Support tickets will get you frustrated sometimes.
Yeah, we want to use the support tickets for things that we can't fix in our back office or placement changes. And so if you have questions about the business opportunity, plug it into your Facebook page that you have with your group, or go offline and you know, keep going until somebody can get a question for you. If they can't, then they should go to their upline and so on and so forth. And we should be able to get those questions answered then within the team.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And don't worry. You don't have to know everything about everything right in the beginning. You know, the 5 ways to earn the basic compensation plan is good to start out with. And as you grow, it is complicated, which is awesome, but it takes a while for people to wrap their brain around it. And so you'll learn more as you start to hit those levels as well, too. But for those people out there that were like me when we first started and wanted to know everything, you send them up and you get somebody else so that way they can get them the correct information, and that's okay. Because I sent plenty of people to Denise when I first started, and it's okay.
Okay. It seems like we're all learning together, so I'm trying to find the best route to work with that. Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. You're welcome. All right, guys. Thank you for plugging in. And it just hit on me that, I mean, I knew it all day, but it's 9/11, and so I do want to thank everybody. I know that we have a huge military group. And so I want to thank you personally for serving our country. God bless you. We definitely appreciate all your efforts that you're doing and your sacrifices that your family is making, and for your spouses as well that are in the service. So thank you, everybody, for being on the call. We will see you next week. Make sure you stay plugged into your Facebook pages, and we'll see you next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Have a great night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.